When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
What's up, everyone? It's your friend Jesse Blaze Snyder, former VJ, former DJ turned podcaster, and still musician and comic book writer and producer and maker of things. I've got a great Fund My Comic up right now. It's fundmycomic.com/fucking. It's an awesome, awesome sci-fi book called Fucking for Our Future. It's a mature readers thing with like nudity and stuff, but the nudity is like baked into the story. It's very funny. I think it's actually cool for girls and boys. Everybody will love it. Something for everybody. Anyway, I love you. Thank you for tuning in and listening. I love this show. I do another show 2 times a week called Coolest Geek Alive. If you're a geek and you want to tune in, like, you know, shit's been hitting the fan with fucking Disney and just the studios and everything. And if you want to hear about where that stuff's going on, you could tune in. But it's a lot of, like, bitching and complaining about stuff. But here on this show, I get to fucking put a spotlight on things that I love. I know that our show title is a little misleading. You know, it's really just all the mainstream favorite bands suck. You know, people love to put a light on lots of different people for one reason or another, and lots of bands are shortchanged or just, like, you know, don't get looked at, don't get the respect that I think they deserve. And one of those bands is 50 Cent and G-Unit. I realized that even more, like, listening to, you know, all this stuff leading up to this, you know, because I was just, like, doing, like, this 50 Cent, like, masterclass. And I love 50, but I realized that, like, a lot of my love for 50 also comes down to my love for G-Unit, which, like, you know, they are legit. You know, to put some things into perspective, at the time, like, you know, I'm 41 or whatever. So, like, you know, when I was growing up, you know, my father's D. Snyder from Twisted Sister, so I had, like, this background in glam music, but, like, those people were kind of, like, actual people to me in the glam scene, and I was raised more on, like, 70s stuff, like, really glammy shit, like, New York Dolls and Alice Cooper and stuff like that. You know, that was the stuff that my father was most into. And lots of other great non-glam 70s bands like Creedence Clearwater or AC/DC, whatever else. But, you know, my background, like, musically was, like, 70s stuff. And then grunge stuff came around and really kind of blew. They sort of, like, embarrassed glam a little bit, and I didn't like that. So I wasn't, like, a huge glam guy, a huge alternative guy, even though I have an appreciation for that stuff. And, you know, I'll probably do an episode on maybe Alice in Chains one day, you know, maybe Soundgarden as well. You know, there are some great things that came out of that time that I appreciate. You know, I think the bands that other people appreciate, like Nirvana and Pearl Jam, are a little overrated. And actually, I think that the studios have actually just gotten so good at producing studio bands, as the Beatles are a studio band. You know, when you're inside this system, you understand that a lot of these people are given songs, given advantages that other people don't have. I don't think it's a coincidence that Dave Grohl is a household name still, coming off of Nirvana and everything else. I think he was given every advantage possible to make a comeback because they thought that that was credible and something that they could do. You know, like, this is what happens in the world. You know, credibility is such a thing. And you know, they'll point to a lot of these you know, these different bands, but a lot of times, like the glam bands and these humor bands and, you know, real rap bands and stuff, you know, bands, I know, is a little bit of a weird fucking term for it, but whatever, but like groups, they don't get the respect they deserve. And that's what this whole show is about. You know, I've looked at like all these like top 100 lists of all times, and lots of my favorite bands aren't there, you know. And somebody like Eminem is on the list, but 50 Cent is not. And 50 should be there. And it really at an interesting turning point, like in the rap world, because I think there was like a bit of an irony in hip hop, you know. Yeah, Tupac and Biggie died, and like, you know, this brought some like credibility to this whole gangster rap thing. But at the same time, it was very sort of like laughable. And I remember at the time there was lots of people, like, you know, teenagers were constantly kind of like, they were looking for the holes in people's stories, like who's real, who's not real. Everybody wanted to know who was real. And when 50 Cent came along, he just like broke the system, because everybody else, there was all this debating going on, like, is Ja Rule real? Is this person real? Is that guy real? And 50 had been shot 9 times. Like, who can argue with that? I mean, I really think that was the thing. Like, who could argue with it? And then not only that, but he came onto the scene and just, damn, his first record. And like, my introduction to him was hyped, because they were releasing these mixtapes, and there was more mixtapes that I didn't know about. But I was a VJ on MTV at the time, and I'm forgetting now label names and shit. I always forget that shit. I'm dyslexic, and I get nervous, and I'm gonna say the wrong name. But whoever it was for like Aftermath and you know, and Shady Records, and like, you know, but it was, I think they were also connected to like Manson and Nine Inch Nails and all that stuff. Interscope, maybe, I'm thinking. I saw them a few times a year. I interviewed Marilyn Manson. I think Puddle of Mud might have been rep by them, a few different bands. And they hooked me up with some mixtapes the first time I saw them, because when I talked to them, they were just kind of asking me, like, you know, what kind of music I liked, you know, and if I liked stuff beyond rock. And I was like, oh, yeah, I love hip hop and stuff. Which, like, I don't know. Everybody just always assume I'd be like some sort of metalhead and stuff, like really, really hard, like really, really heavy stuff. Tends to be too much for me. Like really busy stuff is too much for me. Some stuff is really good. Like there's some bands I like a hardcore band called Propane, which is like as heavy as you can get, but at the same time, they're really rhythmic and cool and interesting. Band I might cover on here one day.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
I always liked to be not what everybody expected, so I was always open to things when they were suggested to me. And also, my mother raised me on The Muppet Show. And The Muppet Show had all sorts of different music types. My dad was kind of myopic in his musical opinion. You know, he used to do a radio show called The Metal Nation, and the tagline was, "If it ain't metal, it sucks." And for years, I wasn't much of a ballad guy. I used to do a radio show on WCWP on Long Island, which was the Radio Blaze, with no ballad interruptions. And it was just like all fucking upbeat, awesome tunes, like, you know, tunes that really moved you. And I still love that. You know, for me, I think that's the most challenging thing, to write a great song that really moves you. And 50 Cent and G-Unit do that all the fucking time. So, you know, this like reality And you know, and granted, you know, if you know a little bit about his main two guys, Tony Yeo and Lloyd Banks, who are like his backups in G Unit, like since from the early day, you know, you don't have to know anything about them to go. And two guys that 50 Cent grew up with in fucking Jamaica, Queens, or whatever the fuck it was. It's somewhere. He's a New York guy. I'm a New York guy. That. Two, for me, I'm a New York dude. I got an NY tattooed on the side of my neck. Everybody always goes, what logo is that? And I go, it's a logo that I made up to represent all of the teams because, like, as long as New York's winning, I'm happy. Holler at everybody from New York. What up, everybody? I love New York. There's an attitude about New York, about, like, you know, working for things and hard work and stuff. People always used to, like, think I was from California and shit. That always used to piss me off. I was like, no, I'm from New York, motherfucker. I played football in Brooklyn, and I'm a national champion, actually. So, you know, like that really brought some new life to me for, you know, for that Beastie Boys song, which is a favorite, No Sleep Till Brooklyn. And I definitely, you know, my dad, he's cool. He's got he's open-minded and has taste. When hip-hop started mixing with rock stuff and sampling lots of rock stuff, he was like, this is great. You know, anything that brings rock shit to light. So he's definitely down. And the hip-hop world is surprisingly very, especially New York hip-hop, very much influenced by Twisted Sister. Surprisingly, like, you know, those guys, you know, the savvy people who were checking out what was hip and shit, they would come down to the clubs. Chuck D did a song on a Twisted Sister tribute record ages ago, and he picked one of my favorite Twisted Sister tracks too, a song called Wake Up the Sleeping Giant, which I'll get around to Twisted Sister. Don't you worry. But yes, I love hip hop, and I was given these mixtapes, or at least I forget what I was. I was given a few things. I guess only one of it was the G Unit thing. Maybe I was given like an early version of the 50 Cent album. I'm not sure. Or maybe an early version of the G Unit album. I don't remember. But the thing that I do remember is God's Plan, which unfortunately I can't actually send you to listen to it for the most part, because it's not available on like Spotify and iTunes and stuff. So like, you're not going to be able to find it there. You can find it on YouTube, and I did find it on YouTube, and I listened to the whole thing, and, you know, brought me back to that time. It's a great record. I mean, you know, on YouTube, you can only listen to the whole thing all together, but the whole thing's really cool. It's just like this mixtape thing was really neat, and, you know, there was just, like, a lot of, like, mixtapes not released to the public kind of thing, not meant to be that, but like meant to be like handed around in circles and stuff at the time, and a lot of different artists were doing this, and this one for G-Unit was just fucking awesome, man. And the mystique that 50 had for being somebody who you could take seriously. And let me say something about that too, because when you go into listen to 50, if you take him too seriously, you may hate him. Because sometimes he will say some wicked ass shit. But as I came to understand hip hop culture better, and as I got into, you know, more artists and whatnot in that world, what you came to understand was there was this real badge of honor in being the one who was willing to say the most fucked up shit. Like, that was part of the reason why Eminem burst onto the scene, because he was willing to say all this fucked up shit, really imaginative fucked up shit, that would get people's notice and turn people's heads. And 50 Cent does that, like, so facetiously and so legitimately, and comes from such a real background, that when he says he's going to turn back around and hit your mama's crib, you're like, yo, 50, that's fucked up, man. You're going to go shoot his mom? Like, what does mom have to do? You know, like, there was a certain point in time where I was like, yo, I don't know how I feel about this motherfucker. And then over time, as I continue to be a fan, because I really appreciate his music, and I'll talk a little bit more about why in a second, and the melodies that come out of this man through his rapping, I definitely was like, oh, I don't know, this guy, maybe he's a thug, he's a bad example of whatever. But if you see 50 in modern day, you know, as he tries to be a movie star and is pranking people and fucking with people in the world, like the most classic example, and I mean, 50's worth looking up to find out about various 50 Cent shenanigans, because he's a character. but he bought out like the first 3-4 rows of Ja Rule's show because he doesn't like Ja Rule, so that there would be nobody there. So he'd have to do a show. Apparently the tickets were on sale, like cheaper than they should have been. And he was like, oh, fuck it. This is this motherfucker's sense of humor. So like he's, you know, he really goes for the jugular sometimes, and he will say some shit that is fucked up. But you got to realize it's all about that, like pushing the envelope and being willing to say that shit and live and die by it as like, you know, some basically facetious comedy. Because at the end of the day, even though this man's been shot 5 times, he's an artist. He wants to be an actor now. He's a you know, he's still been making music and shit for a while, but I mean G-Unit's broken up and whatnot, and I mean I'm sure 50 will probably put out an album at some point. He's really too good. He's great at what he does, and I'll talk about that in a second. But first, let's just say this album here, right? So on YouTube you can listen to the whole thing. It's like 15 tracks. Track one's Words from Eminem. I don't even remember that it's like Words from Eminem. It's like this really kind of neat collection of a couple different things that's pretty dope. I think they probably have like some tracks on here where like they remixed or using some beats and stuff that they're not supposed to be using. Part of the reason why like you do this freaking mixtape, you drop a bunch of shit that you're not allowed to use on like a legal record, but you can drop it to a mixtape. Track two's Catch Me in the Hood. 3, You're Not Ready, Dude. You're Not Ready. Great fucking song. Catch Me in the Hood, I think, is a pretty good one, too. Gangsta Up, great one. Track 4. 5, Dead Man Can Talk's great. 6, Banks Workout Part 2 is a great one. 50 Cent and Lloyd Banks. Track 7's Crazy. 187, Yayo. 9, The World. 10, Short Stay. 11, Mind's Playing Tricks. 12, Niggas. That's a really funny one. It's got some like Notorious B.I.G. Tracks on it, and I think Eminem's on it too. 13, Tainted with Tony Yayo. Ching Ching Ching, track 14. And track 15, Work It Remix. I mean, they're all really cool. There's a Missy Elliott track is like the last one with 50 Cent on it. The whole thing's freaking pretty dope. I mean, like just the atmosphere of it and everything. A lot of it is kind of more hip-hop than rap, and I consider myself more of a rap fan than a hip-hop fan. I like plenty of hip-hop, but more so I really enjoy a lot of rap artists, and there's lots of people that I'll talk about later because they're like featured, you know, 50 Cent is featured on some tracks of theirs, whatever, that I'll probably do shows on in the future because they're great shit.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
In general, it's kind of cool that it's not available and you've got to go if you want to listen to this. And I mean, maybe it's not even necessarily the best place to start. The best place to start is probably 50's first album, and I'm going to get to that in just a second. But you want some like kind of feel like you're a part of the time and the place, like go and like just pop on this mixtape, and on YouTube, it's available. Shout out to whatever fucking channel it's on. I don't know if I can. Oh, I didn't take a picture of what channel it was on. I apologize. But yeah, it's good. It's worth it. It's got a bunch of banger tracks on it. It's very cool. 50 Cent and all of his guys are really good. His two dudes, they both like show up with different like tonalities. Lloyd Banks and Tony Yayo, and they're really pretty straight. And 50's really playful, and you know he just like is fucking around, and you know kind of lull you into a false sense of security, and like you know, just sort of ridiculous shit comes out of his mouth. But like really low key, he's charming, funny, and really dark, very dark. But that record, it's awesome shit. It's awesome shit. As far as the, like, you know, I always talk about three records for me, you know, that's one of the three records because it's kind of groundbreaking. And I mean, like, I don't know if you're going to go listen to it and be like, I don't know, just didn't really exactly hold up or whatever. Like I said, don't make that your first thing because I don't know. You know, I don't know. Maybe I'm tainted by the time, but I'm definitely not tainted by the time when it comes to 50 Cent's first album. It still holds up like fucking like ridiculous. And actually, the new G-Unit album, Terminate on Sight, which I had not heard, is fucking awesome. Really, really awesome. Mostly I've been just listening to stuff that like I'd already heard or things that I wasn't excited about hearing because I was feeling like maybe they weren't going to be great, and it turned out they weren't so great. I mean, actually, the Marilyn Manson records that I had to listen to, the more recent ones, they're not bad. They're pretty good. It's just a little bit of like retreading shit that I've already, you know, spent a lot of time listening to, so I wasn't like super excited about it. But I'm super excited about a whole bunch of the different 50 Cent shit that I came across because he just has so much stuff. Like these rappers, when they can just feature on different people's records and they end up writing for each other, and like there's a lot to find. And I really did dig deep on this, but I can't say I listened to fucking everything because everything would have been a fucking lot. So I didn't listen to everything. But yeah, I did listen like all the main shit, and I've got a whole bunch of stuff to pull from you. But first, I want to focus on that first 50 Cent record, Get Rich or Die Trying, and then that new G-Unit record, and then I'll go through like a bunch of the stuff that's my favorite. But in general, 50 stuff is great. Like the majority of the stuff that he's on, it's really solid. I'm not a huge hip-hop guy, like stuff that's just kind of like good vibes and good stuff to dance to, that's not exactly what I tend to listen to when I'm driving and stuff, like, you know. So I mean, I'm happy when a 50 Cent song comes on in the car. There are a number of very, very freaking cool R&B you know, oriented 50 Cent songs that I'm gonna mention, you know, here when I'm rattling things off, but in general, that's not my bag. So like there's a couple records with him and DJ Cal or something like that. I'll get the name in a second. That like, you know, I they're great. They're like he's good and whatever. They're good hip hop records. They're just not the kind of thing that I listen to a lot. If you're somebody who likes hip hop and you're not into 50 Cent, like I mean like more R&B and like stuff that's got like you could dance to and whatnot, definitely 50 is the man. They talk all the time about how like Eminem doesn't get played in the clubs exactly. 50 Cent does. 50 Cent gets played in the clubs plenty. Anyway, so this record has plenty of tunes that I don't necessarily have saved on my, you know, save it for posterity so I can listen to it all the time, but they're great songs. You know, the from the intro and What Up Gangster is a great tune at the beginning. You know, I don't have the one saved, but that's a good tune. Patiently Waiting is a great tune. I got that one. It's one of my favorites. Many Men Wish Death, that's another good one. I don't have that one saved, but I could just as well. In the Club, which was the first single that came out. Everybody knows freaking In the Club. In the Club is fucking incredible. And talking about 50 Cent, he puts melody to his raps all the time in different ways. He's really, really sharp. There are certain things that he's written, like there's bars in the Club that I still have been struggling with. I've been trying to do a cover. I want to do this like rock and roll kind of like nu metal cover of the song where the rap is sung. It's really freaking hard to do it because of how much is being said, like to rip it. But there's a couple spots in it where he's dropping in the strangest freaking count that I've ever come across. And he does some really wicked counts all the time. He's got a feature on one of these tracks that we'll talk about later. It might be like a track with Adam Levine and whatnot, or maybe it's not a feature. Maybe it was one of his tracks with them or something. But like he comes in and the
the cadence to his rap is just bonkers. I mean, he really, like, he's got some shit going on in his brain. And he's clearly a good businessman. He's, you know, made money beyond rap in various ways. And, like, you know, that's an important part of the thing. But he's very talented on top of it. So, I mean, seriously, like, you know, pay attention to 50 Cent. He's a great character. Super cool. The track after that's High All the Time. It's a good one, but not one of my favorites. Heat and If I Can't. I mean, fuck, man. If I Can't, man. I put that song on all the time. If I Can't. Do it, homie, it can't be done. So I'ma let the champagne bottle pop. I'ma take it to the top, shorty. I'ma make it hot, baby. That shit is fucking fire. Dude, If I Can't, oh, great song. Ton of great songs here that, like, I don't have freaking saved, but they're great songs. Bloodhound Solid, Back Down's all right. PIMP is a great one, you know, real, like, more like traditional kind of hip-hop song. Like My Style's a good one. Poor Little Rich is all right. 21 Questions, a really good one. Another, that's with Nate Dogg. Nate Dogg's awesome. I like Nate Dogg a lot. Nate Dogg's own, like, solo records have never been as great as his features, but he, like, when he shows up on records, I'm generally like, oh, Nate Dogg, yes. He's got a great voice too. He's got some good songs on his record though. Nate Dogg's cool. It's worth checking out. Don't Push Me with Eminem and Lloyd Banks. That's a great one. Gotta Make It to Heaven's a good one. Wangsta, great one. And then, like, the last two tracks on this record, You Not Like Me and Life's on the Line. Oh, really good ones. You Not Like Me is really cool. I mean, it just basically comes down to, you know, talking about what he's been through. Again, you know, especially as a younger man, and, like, you know, this man who's been fucking shot 9 times. Yes, I have not been shot 9 times. I don't know what is. I do not know what this is like. 50 Cent, please tell me what this is like. That shit's fucking great. Anyway, that record, it's awesome. It's like a fucking historical artifact as far as I'm concerned. It really was, like, just, especially coming off the mixtapes and all that shit really being good and the hype around him, coming off of Eminem, who is one of, if not the greatest fucking rapper of all time. I don't know how people don't really give him credit. Eminem is fucking fire. You know, people want to argue about it, I think, because he's white, which is, like, stupid. But 50 Cent is fucking incredible in all his own ways, and not, like, fighting with M for attention at all. Like, you know, he's got, like, a much more slow back style, and had to adjust his style because of getting shot. It fucked up his mouth. His jaw got wired shut. I guess he got shot in the jaw, which is so funny. Can I make, like, a little side, like, funny joke here, tell a funny story here? Because, right, they made a movie, and there's a soundtrack, and I'll talk about a couple songs off the soundtrack, off of 50's life, basically, called Get Rich and Die Trying. And there's this moment in the movie where him and his girl are, like, finally able to cut open the wiring of his jaw. His jaw was wired shut, and they start making out. Well, let me just demystify this moment a little bit for you, right? Because my ex-wife, she had an injury right after my drummer for my first band, Baptized by Fire, had passed away tragically, like, literally, like, 8 hours after that. She fell, got really hurt, broke her jaw, shattered a lot of her teeth. Was a terrible thing. Split open her jaw. It was a really rough moment. It was, like, a few days before I was supposed to ask her to marry me. And then my uncle got shot in New York City, like, 4 days after that. It was, like, crazy, craziest week, one of the worst weeks in my family's life. But why was I talking about this shit? Oh, because of the broken jaw, right? So my ex-wife, she had her jaw wired shut. Well, let me tell you what happens when you have your jaw wired shut for any period of time. Your tongue grows like fur and shit. You can't brush your teeth for forever. Like, you, it's all soup and stuff, but you literally, your tongue has, like, fur on it and stuff, and, like, when they take it off, there's, like, the smell, and, like, they gotta scrape your tongue, and, like, it is some nasty ass shit is what I'm saying. Some nasty ass shit. And when I saw that shit in the movie, I think I watched it with my freaking ex-wife, and we were like, ah, fuck that shit, that's not fucking true. Some movie magic. So there's movie magic. I just wanted to tell you about the movie magic. All right. So I'm going to get out of freaking 50 for a second and go over to G-Unit so I can talk about that new record, because it's fucking fire. And I don't know if I'm just, like, fresh, but it was immediate to me. I mean, like this whole record, I hadn't heard it was released. I guess maybe like during the pandemic. Oh, okay, I just missed it. It just came out in like 2008. But fuck, it's fire. I always liked Beg for Mercy. I like Beg for Mercy a lot. It's a great one. He's got a bunch of great records. Like I said, everything in general is pretty good when it comes to 50. I'm just not a huge like R&B, like lighter kind of dance, hip hop and like love songs and shit like that. But some of their stuff is so too funny and too charming and fun. I mean, like while I was listening to this shit, I sent one of these tracks to my ex-girlfriend. You know, just like, cause I was like, she'll think this shit's funny. And saved it, you know. So Terminate on Sight is fucking fire, man. I mean, the first five tracks of this record, I was like, oh, yeah, fuck, yeah, fuck, yeah, fuck, yeah, fuck, yeah. Was that five? I don't know. I'm not going to go back and count. But Straight Out of Southside's fucking badass. Piano Man, badass. I mean, really, the stuff by them that I like the best is just cool, badass shit. And these tunes are awesome. Straight Out of Southside, Piano Man, Close to Me, Rider Part 2, and Casualties of War. All awesome. Great shit, man. Used to Tough was all right, but then they were back on the saddle again, and I was like, no days off. And like, I'm not super familiar with these tracks, because I literally only got to listen to them once, but I saved them all because I was like, this shit's badass. No Days Off, TOS, I Like the Way She Do It, Kitty Cat, Party Ain't Over, and Let It Go. I Like the Way She Do It. I Like the Way She Do It was fucking cool. Young Bucks on that track. Then there's a song called Get Down, which is all right. And a song called Ready or Not, that's all right. But the third to last and last track on the record, I Don't Want to Talk About It, and Money Make the World Go Round, fucking awesome. Awesome. This whole record's great. It's really, I was like, fucking fire. And I was kind of mad that nobody ever told me about it. But I was also at the same time, I was really glad, because most of the time I'm like refreshing myself on shit that I know. And this was great. I was like, oh, fuck yeah.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As head of maintenance at a concert hall, he knows the show must always go on. That's why he works behind the scenes, ensuring every light is working, the HVAC is humming, and his facility shines. With Grainger's supplies and solutions for every challenge he faces, plus 24/7 customer support, his venue never misses a beat. Call quickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
While I'm at it, talking about some G-Unit shit, because I'm here over on, like, I'm just on, like, the app for Spotify. Like, it just makes it easy to look at, like, all the track listings. Let me talk about Beg for Mercy, too, while we're at it. Beg for Mercy is fucking sick. That one was the first one. I remember being, like, a little disappointed because it was a little bit more hip-hop than hard, like the previous like mixtape stuff I'd heard. So I was hoping it was going to be a little bit more hardcore, and there was like some lighter shit on it and some stuff that wasn't as strong when it came to the hooks. 50 Cent is a really capable hook writer. Some of his hooks are fucking phenomenal. I mean, in the club, like just as an example, but I mean, like really some of them are phenomenal. In general, his worst hook is pretty good. But you know, maybe not great, or maybe not like the kind of thing that I'm looking for, because it's like a dance thing, or like it's kind of like too chill, it's like get high kind of stuff, and I tend to like energizing kind of music. But this album still is very solid. I'm just gonna recommend like a few bangers off of it. You know, there's like fucking 18 tracks on it or whatever, but the first track, G-Unit, is pretty classic. Track 3, My Buddy, is just stupid and fun. It's a playoff of that the toy, but it's, you know, it's my buddy, wherever I go, he go, my buddy, run for your life when I stick him out the window, stay in your place, I recommend, or say hello to my little friend. I fucking love that song. Shit's fucking funny. Also, better ask somebody if you don't know who I be, you better ask somebody about me. That's a great one. And Footprints, which is right after that, I think, which is like kind of like this little Jesus metaphor of like being carried, whatever. It's a cool tune. Towards the end of the record, there's a whole bunch of tunes that I really like. G'd Up, it's great. Lay You Down. I don't know what you've been thinking. Don't know what you've been drinking. But you get out of line, boy. I lay your ass down. Great one. Great one, great one. Gangsta Shit, also great. I Smell Pussy's kind of funny. But the last one, Collapse, G-Unit Freestyle. Great one, great one, great one, great one. So yeah, I highly recommend Beg for Mercy. It's freaking rad. You know, the first record to start with here is, of course, 50 Cent's record. And then I'd say do the Terminate on Sight G-Unit record. It's fucking awesome. You know, beyond this, 50's got a whole bunch of other records. His other records are great. He's got some fucking awesome stuff on it. To a certain degree, though, I kind of want to like tell you about some of his best features before I get into other great stuff by 50 Cent on 50 Cent's records, because a lot of this stuff is just fun for you if you're out there and like, yeah, you're not into 50 Cent really, but you are into this other artist. Easy way to freaking get in it. And he's had a lot of cool tunes with some pretty credible names that you know, are more popular than him, or at least maybe have a different fan base. So a couple of the ones that are really great. He's on at least a version of the Rap Game on the 8 Mile soundtrack. You know, he helped to make that soundtrack go good. I think Wankster might be on that soundtrack as well. Places to Go. And Places to Go is great. I got places to go. I got people to see. The penitentiary ain't the place for me. I'm warning you, do not tempt me. I run up and squeeze and put a hole in you. Great one. You know, 50 Cent was just such a cool, you know, it's like, it's not like 50 Cent was Mace. You know, Eminem brought in somebody, and it's really credit to how freaking confident Eminem is. Eminem brought in somebody who could fucking rock. And 50 came in, was appreciative, stood side by side with him, went toe to toe with him over and over again. And people were always like, those are two great artists, and not like there's like 50 Cent. Even though occasionally, you know, I don't think he gets enough credit in the mainstream, you know, and maybe it is because he's black. But I don't care. Like fucking, like 50 deserves whatever the fucking reasons are. He's a shit. He's also on a track by Lil' Kim called Magic Stick. That's pretty fucking awesome feature. He's on a great feature on one of the DMX records. DMX is definitely an artist I'll do in the future. I love DMX, and he does a song with DMX called what is it? I wrote it down. Shot Down, and that's a great one. I was so glad that I remember, because I hadn't added that to my. I have like a long playlist on Spotify called The Long Way, based on the AC/DC song The Long Way to the Top, if you want to rock and roll. And it's just like all the songs and music that has inspired me throughout my life. And so happy whenever I remember a song that I love. And Shot Down is a great one with DMX. So if you're a DMX fan, that's a good place to start. If you're a DMX fan, hopefully you've heard that fucking song. It's a great one. Also, you got... he did some of the things. Eminem put an album called like Eminem Presents the Re-Up. The Re-Up's really cool. That's another really interesting like time in a bottle to go listen to that record a little bit for that time and the excitement around Eminem, especially with 50 Cent having launched from him. And they really tried to push some other rappers who were all pretty solid. And there's some great people on these records. There's two songs, or I guess maybe... two songs that I'm a really big fan of on there with 50. One called The Re-Up and another one called You Don't Know. You know, but you acting like you don't know. It's great. A great tune. And also on Eminem's record Encore, he does a feature on a song called Never Enough, which is fucking awesome. I love Never Enough. That's like a favorite rap tune of mine, or one of my favorite tunes probably, period, of all time. Great one, at least in my top 100 or whatever. Yeah, it's hard to pick with fucking music, you know, but a great, 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 great song. He's got a pretty cool tune with Justin Timberlake called Sexy Ladies that I just got turned on to. It's pretty tune, pretty cool. A really great tune with Ed Sheeran that I just got turned on to, with Ed Sheeran, 50 Cent, and Eminem. Ed Sheeran's cool. He's got a nice earnestness in this song. Brings a little bit of that into with the 50 and Eminem's energy. It's pretty cool. I wrote incredible. It really is. That's 50's incredible rap. Yes, he does this track with Ed Sheeran and Eminem, and the, you know, it's very interesting, the track in general, like, just because it's like a little bit of a different costume for Eminem and for 50 Cent. And when 50 comes in, his fucking rap cadence was just like bonkers, man. I was like, what are you doing? But it was very cool. Fucking awesome. Check out that one. There's a Southpaw soundtrack movie where 50 does a song called Drama Never Ends. That one's great. I'm Grown and Boy Boy are on the Beast EP, which I think is a G-Unit EP. And yeah, G-Unit EP. There's also another one called Beauty of Independence, and that's got a few great tracks on it. I like Watch Me. There's a song called Dead A Pussy Nigga. It made sense when they were singing it. It's a pretty cool song. As I was writing it, reading, I'm like, it seems like it doesn't mean anything, but when you when you listen, it's good. And then there's another song at the end of the record called The Plug, which is cool. Also, there was a really awesome Spanish language track with a band called Wisin and Vinol, and T-Pain was on it as well. The song's called No Dejumas Que Se Apegui. I don't know if you're going to be able to find it, but if you put in Wisin, W-I-S-I-N, and Vinol, like V-A-N-O-E-L, I think, hopefully I wrote that right, T-Pain and 50 Cent. It's a really neat tune. Half of it's in Spanish, and like, it's like kind of techno-y, but like, it's hard. It's cool. I liked it. It was a very, very dynamic and balanced song. Also, there's a really cool song from the Real Steel soundtrack by 50 called The Enforcer, which is cool. I like that one. There's a song, a single by 50 called My Life with Eminem and Adam Levine on it. Not one of my favorites, but I know a lot of people like Adam Levine, and Eminem's a good place to start. There's a great one called Cake on Lloyd Banks' record, Lloyd Banks from G-Unit, Cake by 50, which is awesome, really awesome feature. That sounds great. Lloyd Banks and Yayo are pretty cool. Some of their independent like stuff by themselves, like I had on my pod, not my podcast, like on my iPod and shit back in the day. On one of Yayo's solo records, there's a song called So Seductive that's also really cool. Then there's also a 50 Cent single called Get Up that's fucking rad, and a track off of LL Cool J's record called Feel My Heartbeat that was really dope. Really, I love LL Cool J, so that was a cool one because it really like felt like LL Cool J, but with like 50 Cent guesting on it back in the day. I don't know if that makes any sense. So it was like felt like went back in time, and he was like guesting with LL like in his element. It was a really cool tune. If you like LL Cool J, that's a cool one. Check out. Also, there's Let the Beat Rock remix by the Black Eyed Peas, which is kind of cool if you like Black Eyed Peas. There is Bottom Girl, I Am Leaving, and Rider for Real, which are all from Return of the Body Snatchers, which is a G-Unit, I guess, another G-Unit album. I don't know why it doesn't come up on like the G-Unit albums. I guess this is considered like a G-Unit EP. So, because this is a long one. So there's like plenty of fucking tracks on that record. And the record's pretty good. It was the first time I got turned on to it, but I really like those three songs off the bat. There's another track with Obie Trice from Obie Trice's record. Lloyd Banks is on it, and Eminem's on it as well, called We All Die One Day. That's a great, great track. Two of my favorites, though, are I'll Whip Your Head Boy with M.O.P. and Young Buck, and Have a Party with Mobb Deep and Nate Dogg. Both great, great features. Super cool. I think that's the end of my list there for those. All right, cool. So there's so many more when it comes to like features and stuff. So many more that I haven't heard. that I haven't listened to. I mean, I was like going to like playlists on Spotify, and I know plenty of stuff's not on Spotify because I was looking for things on Spotify and I couldn't find them. So, I mean, you know, I did as much as I could. I looked at a lot of lists and stuff, made sure that like there was nothing that like other people who are huge 50 Cent fans were talking about that I hadn't heard or like whatever else. So I largely cover like the lion's share, some of the best shit. Definitely sort of in the history of this whole game, just of Dr. Dre bringing in Eminem bringing in 50, was also those movies being released, 8 Mile and Get Rich or Die Trying. Those soundtracks are cool in general. They got a lot of cool stuff from other artists on them as well. Worth checking out. All stuff that's like, if you want to kind of understand a little bit of that culture and some of the stuff that people were listening to at the time, that's good places to start. Anyway, let's get over to Mr. 50 Cent. So at the time, I was a little disappointed in The Massacre. The Massacre just leaned a little heavier into the R&B hip-hop angle. It was a little bit lighter. But still, I got tons of faves off this. And there's plenty of songs that people like. Plenty of people like The Massacre. Songs from The Massacre play in clubs all the time. It was just for me, for my money. But for my money, the best ones on here, I'm just going to name like 5 songs or something like that. Is a song called This Is 50, which is like track 3. A little bit later into the record, Out of Control and Get in My Car is really great. There's a couple different versions of Out of My Control. There's some remixes and shit. It's a good track. Just a Little Bit is fucking great as well. And Hate It or Love It, at the last track on the record, it's the G-Unit remix, The Game, Tony Yayo, Young Buck, Lloyd Banks. Like I said, I really tend to enjoy the 50 Cent stuff. But there's a shitload of good tunes on here too. I mean, you know, Gap Man and Robin with Eminem is really great. Piggy Bank's pretty cool. In My Hood's All Right. The Ski Mask Way is a good song. Disco Inferno is kind of cool. You know, it's just a little bit of a different vibe than I'm after when it comes to like looking for rap artists. You know, I lean more into the rap shit, but there's plenty of great stuff. But the first bunch of tracks that I mentioned, like, I really dig those ones. He's got a live record. I usually don't listen to like, especially not hip hop live records. Curtis. That was his 2007 album. This one I liked a little bit more than the previous ones. I got like 6 tracks here that I'm gonna rattle off to you. My Gun Go Off, track 2, fucking awesome. Track 4, I'll Still Kill. That's a great one. AO Technology with Justin Timberlake and Timbaland, a little bit into the record, is great. And Moving On Up, killer track here. Again, like in general, 50's pretty hot. So I mean, if you may like some of the same stuff that I like, you know, or you may like a lot more. And if you do, all these records are going to be, you know, awesome. Like, I mean, they're great shit to put on the background, like if you're in the mood for that kind of stuff. And I have plenty of times before when I'm just in a little bit more of a low-key mood. 2007, there was also this record, Bulletproof, but that was with Woo Kid, the DJ, or something like that, like DJ Woo Kid, yeah. And all this stuff's just way more like hip-hop oriented. I don't have any tracks on there that like I saved, but again, if you like the hip-hop thing, you might dig it. His album in 2009, Before I Self-Destruct, is pretty sweet. I like this record a lot, actually. Maybe I'll save that one for last, because his more recent record, 2014's Animal Ambition, I don't love as much, but there is some cool stuff on it. When I came around a second time to listen to some stuff, Hold On, the first track, and track 3, Animal Ambition, is cool. The record's not bad. It's just very much like club music, and I'm not a big club guy. But Before I Self-Destruct has some fire on it. Track 4, track 5, track 6. Track 3, track 4, track 5. Death to My Enemies, great one, really fucking hard track. So Disrespectful and Psycho with Eminem, awesome songs. As well as just a track later, Crime Wave and Stretch. Crime Wave's a great one. I really like Crime Wave. And a song called Gangster's Delight. And the last track on the record, Man's World. That's it, man. I mean, that basically covers so much of 50 Cent. I mean, like I said, there's some more features. There's some more deep shit that, like, I didn't get into. I went as far as I could. You can use this as a roadmap to get into the man. I still think that, you know, that first record, Get Rich or Die Trying, that's where it's at. You know, that second G-Unit record is just, oof. Get that. You go listen to that shit. License to Kill or whatever it is. Fucking oof. And that, you know, that early G-Unit mixtape, I mean, it's like, it's kind of like watching a documentary at this point to go on YouTube and go listen to that thing. But there's tons of great tracks on it. It's really cool and give you kind of an idea about that time when they were first coming out. But I guess that's it, man. I hope that you've all come to understand exactly why all the mainstream favorite bands suck and who one of your many new favorite bands should be, and that's 50 Cent G-Unit. And I was going to make it just 50 Cent, but it's definitely going to be 50 Cent and G-Unit on my label for like the show, because I think really G-Unit's a huge part of that shit. And I got to go a little deeper into Lloyd Banks, Tony Yayo, and some of their solo stuff, because I never got around to listen to it, but I do like them. But I mean, really, it's like the mixture of them together is what makes that shit the best. But still, anyway, this is Jesse Blaze Snyder saying, it's not your fault you have terrible taste in music. Mainstream music sucks. Your favorite bands suck is here to help you. You can join us every Monday for a fresh and eclectic favorite band of the week. Plus, you can write to me at jesseblaze@jessesnyder.com. And if you're a geek like me, please join me every Wednesday and Saturday for my geek culture podcast, Coolest Geek Live, where we explore the complexities of adapting rich geek culture source material into films and TV. I'm also always working on comic books. You can check out my comics. I got stuff on Fund My Comic right now. It'll be on Kickstarter pretty soon. You can check that out too. Anyway, love you. I appreciate you listening. You've been listening to all your favorite bands suck. Thank you for joining me. Look forward to seeing you again on another fabulous episode of All Your Favorite Bands Suck. I'm going out here on a song from a project that I do with my buddy Michael Narancho. He actually got shot a bunch of times, and I did like a rap at the end of this song, and it was totally inspired by 50 and his melodic rapping and all this shit. And this actually isn't even like available right now or whatever for a couple different reasons, but I just wanted to share with you, you know, music that I can get away with using for this outro. And so much of this music that I'm talking about, all these artists that I'm talking about, they've inspired me as a musician, you know, like, I owe my presence here as an artist, and hopefully with things to offer, because I've spent so much time listening to artists like 50 Cent and G-Unit, who have things to offer me as an artist. So I hope this has something to offer you. This is Jesse Blaze, produced by Michael Narancho and co-written. This Isn't Difficult, about Michael getting shot a bunch of times. Peace. You've been listening to All Your Favorite Bands Suck with me, your host, Jesse Blaze Snyder. Don't forget to rate, comment, and subscribe for more excellent music content from yours truly. Thank you for listening, and I'll see you next time.
offerings better. Any place you can go, I will find. You're living on borrowed time. Anything you can think, I will think higher. Anything you make is calling me sire. There's no pain you can feel, I haven't suffered. All the things you play keep making me tougher.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the story of the one. As a maintenance engineer, he hears things differently. To the untrained ear, everything on his shop floor might sound fine, but he can hear gears grinding or a belt slipping. So he steps in to fix the problem at hand before it gets out of hand. And he knows Granger's got the right product he needs to get the job done, which is music to his ears. Call, click Granger.com, or just stop by. Granger, for the ones who get it done.